All right. I would love to know how this coaching session has been benefiting you.
I think maybe the biggest thing for me is being able to get feedback as I go along developing whatever it is that I'm working on. I'm more used to getting feedback after there's a whole draft written. And at this stage in my development, I need feedback sooner. Right? And it kind of sends me back to the drawing board when I'm working on a previous manuscript I had, which is during this class. It sends me back to the drawing board and it helps me really reconceptualize what I'm doing, like the word revision, to truly see a different vision of what I'm doing. And in the first class that I had with you, that was, group coaching, where we started with a blank page, it was in a similar way. It was just so helpful because I'd start going off. I mean, an example, like I would say, then I thought I would have my main character just leave town. And, everybody would say, well, to go where though? I mean, she, it would be so obvious when people would point things out like that. But I could have, at another time, I could have spent many, many, many hours writing all these scenes where she left town before I questioned whether it was even a good idea for her to leave town. So that for me is the one of the biggest things. And then I'll let Rachel say something and then I can say more.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you.
So I guess, well, this is my first time at the rodeo, unlike Madeline. And I would just like to say, Alida, that I absolutely love it. I think it's really brilliant.
Good.
I've really appreciated it. I think I mean, I do feel some regret that due to my life circumstances, I feel like I haven't been able to integrate the sessions with a real life writing process in the way that I was hoping. But I think one thing that's been enormously helpful for me is that you bring us back to the writing and the kind of formal questions of writing craft. Because I think there are any number of writing coaches who will talk to you about your motivation and your blocks and I don't know what your teacher said to you when you were five, etc. The psychology, I guess, of getting a draft done. I mean, I'm not saying you don't need something like that sometimes because it's hard, but what I've really appreciated and found kind of unique compared to my other experiences with you is that you bring our problems back to questions of craft and you get us to focus on the writing.
And I also appreciate having these opportunities to study something like point of view or, whatever the topic is that you're focusing on. And to apply it right away, either to a writing exercise or to the actual project that I'm working on, because you're responsive to what, I guess that would be another thing I would say, that you are so responsive to whatever we're encountering in our work that's making us say, oh yeah, I mean, here we read this thing in class and I saw a whole In a whole new way, I saw what that could be, how you could really do that well. And now we are either doing a writing exercise with it, or I'm trying it on my own with my own work, and then we're discussing it. I mean, it's intensive in that sense. And I think that's enormously helpful. I think it's really hard to go back like 2 months later, or just to take some ideas from a book and figure out how to apply them. This is so interactive, and we hear from you and we hear from other class members. I think it's great.
Thank you.
Actually, I would say that, just going off of what Madeline said, thinking about formal concepts, in the craft of writing, like point of view or different ways of doing backstory, things like that. I think it's like it's just a very empowering toolkit that we're developing together on the fly based on what Madeline and I say that we need, or that we're questioning about. So I think that's really helpful, that really nuts and bolts kind of concrete. kind of formal conceptual stuff is really helpful.
Good.
And I think writing is a very, something you do mostly in isolation. And it has amazed me through both of these classes how, despite how different all of our genres and our projects are, very similar issues come up. And it's just really helpful to have these talks with your writing partners and realize you're not alone in struggling with this. And while talking with your partner, sometimes the best you can do is clarify just where the trouble is, but that allows it then to bring it to an office hour or to bring it to class and have our questions about it are clearer at that point. And then I think we're able to benefit even more from the feedback you can give us about it.
Yeah, and you two really use your meetings with each other so remarkably well. You know, when I set up accountability buddies, it was like, well, it's up to the members how to use it. Do you just want to check in and do a word count check? Do you want to talk about where you're at, whatever? But I love how in all of the sessions so far, the members are really picking each other's brains and supporting each other and talking about what's coming up in the writing process and then using all of that, you know, fuel for the fire to bring it back to what we do on these calls and to the office hours in between calls. I think that's so cool. You know,
I mean, Alita, if you want to add anything to that, I don't know why I hesitated to tell you this because it's not like we're doing anything wrong, but Heidi and myself and Judy, we still meet.
That's great.
I mean, we don't meet as often, but I would say every 3 to 4 weeks, we do a Zoom together and we're still talking about our writing and how is it going and stuff like that. So these can be very long-term supportive, but I mean, we are still talking craft, you know? So
yeah.
I think it's great.
I think that's great too. I mean, my best writing friends are the ones I made in my MFA program. And so to think that community grows out of these workshops as well is, I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I think as well, this is the last point that sort of comes to me, but the fact that you ask us to tell you what we would like to study with you, I think that in itself, I think I've said before that I often find it kind of challenging in a way to work out what would help me. But I think that that in itself is a really helpful discipline and learning process because it's inviting us to be reflexive about our writing and try and work out where the blocks are and what's going well. So I think even that is kind of asking us to engage actively
in
our writing.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's really great that it's also challenging because it makes you engage with your writing differently. And, you know, when I decided to approach the lessons part of these calls that way, it was because I didn't want to have a curriculum that is rigid that makes you learn what I think we're ready to learn. And I wanted that responsiveness baked into the process. And so, you know, every call, it's like, okay, what do you want to talk about? What's on your mind? What's popping up in your manuscript and your drafting right now? And I think for me, it's been fun to have that flow and that exchange and to never really know what I'm going to be talking about until you tell me what you need and then to respond to it. Yeah.
That's great.
Yes. Thank you so much, both of you, for sharing all of that with me. I really appreciate it. Yeah.